The illuminated ones lay scattered across the road, their corpses zigzagged by lines of burned flesh and charred clothing. The companions emerged from cover and surveyed the charnel house before them.
They did not have a chance, really, did they?
Shouldn't feel sorry for them, Doc. Look how ill you are. They're part of the fucking problem.
Ah, but, my dear Dr. Wyeth, is it really that simple? Consider that they have spent several generations underground, being fed a doctrine that leads them to act as they do. Granted, that is not our concern, but can we not spare the briefest of thoughts? After all, if we had been born where they were, would we be any different?
Probably not, but it's not our fucking problem. Any further reflection was stopped by Gloria and Tammy's arrival.
The other wag escaped. We tried, but couldn't do anything to stop it.
It's okay. This one was already damaged enough to slow it when it got this far. Gave us a better chance. And we only need one if we act quickly.
Ryan strode past the gate warriors and the chilled illuminated ones and climbed into the back of the wag. JB followed him and found the one-eyed man examining the comps and control panel. What do you reckon, JB?
3 tires out. That should be easy enough to fix if we raid some Vilwags for spares. Some damage underneath by the look of the smoke. Maybe electronics, as the main chassis system seemed to be working okay. Give that a check. If it was the electronics, then maybe the comps don't work.
Let's see.
The console lit up.
They've got an emergency system, at least. Radio's shot to shit, though.
That's good. No way of telling who's in the wag, then.
Yeah. Otherwise, it looks like an ordinary wag. As long as there's a stick shift, a wheel, some pedals, we can ignore the rest of the comp shit. Yeah, it'll do.
Let's get to it, then. Quicker we move, less suspicious they'll be at the redoubt.
Right. You explain to the others. I need to talk to Robertson. We'll need his help. It's about time he was put in the picture, considering what those coldites have done to his ville.
Ryan, you want to tell us what the fuck that was all about? And how come you got some of those fancy blasters that those cold hat bastards had? And another thing, what the fuck's going on here with all these naked women running about beating the shit out of everyone? And what the fuck does this have to do with the fact that my Ville's getting shot to shit by that ugly bastard disease that Hector can't stop? And why did
you... Whoa, slow down there.
The one-eyed man held up his hands in surrender. The normally laid-back Robertson was highly agitated, which Ryan had to admit was hardly surprising after the events of the past few hours. But now it was Cotter's task to try to calm him down so they could talk rationally about what was going on.
Hey! You don't tell the Baron to slow down when you just shot the fuck out of the main drag!
Yardy waddled across the room, his face flushed and angry, eyes bulging until he was right in Ryan's face. The man's odor was bad, his breath spirit-soaked.
And you don't do that to me. If you want to talk about this in a reasonable manner, then we will. I came here to put you in the picture, after all. But if you want to play it hard, then I'll break your fucking neck, Yardy, before talking to the Baron. Do you understand me?
The fat man wilted before Ryan when he saw the cold look on the man's scarred face.
Yeah, well, I suppose you should have a chance to explain what's been going down.
Good. Now, if you'll let me explain without butting in, then I can tell you the whole damn story and what we need from you in the way of help.
Okay. You always seem kind of straight, so I guess the least I can do is hold my tongue till you've finished.
Ryan began to tell the Baron and Sec Chief about the Illuminated Ones and how his people in the gate had ended up in Crossroads. He was careful to avoid mentioning the redoubts and the Matrans. He did, however, sketch in as much background detail as possible about the Illuminated Ones and their plans to take over the land. Much of this was still guesswork, but he presented it as fact in order to gain the Baron's ear. Not that it seemed necessary. Robertson's daughter, the first to contract smallpox after being taken by the bastards, was dead, and her corpse, along with all the others that had amassed since the disease had taken hold, had been burned on Hector's advice. The Baron was still carrying the pain. It had cut him deeper than he was willing to admit. Whatever it took to end this horror, he was willing to do his part.
So, you telling me that you can get into their stronghold and wipe these motherfuckers out?
Got to.
Robertson sat back, shaking his head, for a moment lost in his own thoughts.
You reckon this plan of yours will actually work?
It's our only chance. If we act quickly, then they may well figure that the damaged wag took a little longer to limp home. Me and JB had a look at the comps and electrics. The radio shot. so they won't expect a radio response if they call us up when we get near. I figure they'll have set cameras around the entrance, and they'll see the WAG come up alone and want to let us in. The gate and anyone else who wants a firefight against these bastards will come up at a distance. Those naked women of yours know that land by now, and they'll keep everyone out of sight.
And you'll just get out of the WAG, say hi, and open the doors to everyone?
Yeah, weird as it sounds. Listen, you gotta remember that we've fought these fuckers before, and we know what they're like. They spent too long underground, and although they had better blasters and a lot of working old tech, they couldn't hold their own in a fight. You must have seen how the ones in the WAG acted when they got out to fight us.
Yeah, I figure he's right, Baron. I saw him, just like a bunch of kids learning the basics. Come to that, I figure that a bunch of kids would have had more sus than that.
So they'd be so stupid as to just let you in?
Yeah, I figure so. And we'll be wearing their uniforms. By the time they've gathered themselves, we'll be at their throats and have the main sectors open.
How you going to manage that, Brian?
Saw it at their last place. They always scratch the code for the door above the keypad. Maybe it's so they don't forget if they panic. It was all over the last place they were at. I can't see that this would be any different.
This is all too weird. Strange fuckers who come out of the ground and try to chill everyone with some old disease so they can take over and rule a land where everyone else has taken the last train west. I mean, shit. A disease that goes back beyond the New Coast?
It may be hard to believe, Baron, but it's as near to the truth as any of us can make out. I don't understand why they're doing it any more than you do, but it doesn't matter. The only thing that does is that they're doing it. Just ask Hector if you don't believe me or Mildred. We've got a chance to stop them. And if we don't take that chance, then...
Oh, hell, Baron. I'd rather die in a firefight than from that goddamn disease.
Oh, you're right, Yaddy. We've always tried to keep out of trouble here. You never know who might pay you jack, right? But this is more than that. Yeah, you got our help, Ryan. Just tell me what you need.
Time? But there ain't shit you can do about that.
Keep it steady. Don't want to get chilled before we even start.
The illuminated WAG was jacked up a little higher to enable JB and Dean to gain greater access underneath the chassis.
No real damage here, JB. These WAGs are real good pieces of work. If we could find out what this metal's actually made of...
I know. But right now, I just want to get this done before it falls on us.
Dean followed JB's gaze and understood his feelings. The jacks that were holding up both ends of the WAG were old and rusty. Whether it was real or not, JB felt that he could almost see them buckling under the strain. Jack and two crossroaders had already changed the tires, unbolting the wheels from behind the alloy wheel guards and replacing the exploded rubber with worn but still serviceable tires plundered from other WAGs. The four-wheel drive vehicle had a large wheel radius and girth, and it had been a struggle to find wheels that matched. Eventually, a pair of old tractors had been located in one of the field barns, left to rot when their engines had given out and replacement parts couldn't be found. With tires in place, JB and Dean's responsibility was to check that no damage had been done to the systems, and to this end, Mildred was in the WAG operating the drive and braking systems. She was busy turning the wheels left and right and put it into reverse. They were in luck. All the WAG's essential drive systems were in working order. The wiring that had fused only involved the comp systems. The WAG had cut out because the onboard comps acted as a pilot with a course plotting program, to judge from the maps Mildred had found, that would assist the driver. There was a fail-safe device on the dash that enabled the driver to switch over to manual. The WAG could be fully operational without using the comps. The SEC devices wouldn't be of any use, but this was hardly something that would bother the attack party. The important thing was that it worked and could be used as the decoy to gain access into the redoubt.
Everything's A-okay here.
Yeah, same here. Let's get out from under here. Millie, kill the engine.
The vehicle shuddered on its jack support so violently that it shifted, the weight proving too much for the rusty jacks to support.
Oh, shit!
JB and Dean scrambled for their lives. The jacks gave way.
Hot pipe! That could have been us under there.
Good thing it wasn't. But Millie's still inside.
The armorer rushed to his lover. He reached the WAG as the side door opened. A visibly shaken Mildred climbed out.
You okay?
Yeah, I think so. I think I might have picked up a little whiplash. Just another thing to put on the list.
It wasn't that bad a crash.
Could have put that a little better, Dean, but you're right. Normally, I could have ridden that without blinking. But I'm getting weaker by the minute. Jack and Doc must be as well. It's this damned smallpox.